Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show, Respect Burgers.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Sizzling Respect Burgers, served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
Over the weekend where it feels like, and if you look on social media, you can see it, whether it's been him being called a thug or whatever else, plenty of folks have come after Ja Morant made news over the weekend, flashing a gun on Instagram, plenty of taking their shots at him. I will say this, I appreciated, you know, and maybe in some cases, not so much shots, but criticism, some of it earned, obviously, and some of it certainly fair. Others have used it to maybe say something about, you know, Ja Morant, maybe that you've wanted to say a long time about him. All that said, I appreciated the way that Jalen Rose approached it, ESPN's Jalen Rose. Jeff played some of this on his show. I thought too long a clip to play, but I did take out some parts in terms of Jalen Rose addressing Ja Morant's latest mistake. And instead of, you know, being one in the line to tee off on him, say he's got to do this, this, or this, Jalen put himself in Ja's shoes because, as Jalen said, he's been Ja Morant. He's been in those shoes and points out something we all do. He's got way too much to lose. Trust me, I've been that young player carrying a gun. And as he said, Michael Wilbon alluded to this, when you start waving it, that can get you killed. That's an entirely different thing, man. We're talking about a superstar athlete should be putting themselves in that position. Like we said, he said, I'm a Ja Morant in the sense that I've had folks come after me, try to kill me, everything else. Now, hopefully for Ja, he hadn't been in that point, but to Rose's point,
right?
He's been in the thick of it coming out the streets. Like we said, that's the other thing here, is it doesn't feel like Ja Morant, or it didn't have to feel. You can go back and look at the facts, look how he came up. He didn't come from the same sort of background as a Jalen Rose. All that said, clearly was out of from a good place. You know, what Jalen Rose was trying to tell Ja Morant, which is essentially get some help. Recovery was the key word that was being used, and that gets into sort of a therapeutic, how much of this is, he has an issue with whether it's alcohol, whatever else. None of that has been stated or put out there, so you don't want to speculate. But what Jalen said most was that he appreciated that Ja finally saying in his public apology, I got to work on me. Essentially, because that's where this starts. It's like we said with Fitzy, like we said in the first hour, whether it's Jalen Rose, Penny Hardaway, me or John, Jeff writing a column, Giannotto writing a column, none of that's going to matter unless he's listening and willing to change. And again, you wonder, well, how much more open will those ears be to listening if the NBA decides to come in here and weigh in with some huge suspension. You can't rule it out because, again, in the CBA, there's a 50-game suspension for bringing a gun into a team facility or plant. I imagine what John and I were talking about that off air. They probably put that in after the Gilbert Arenas incident, the locker room incident with the guns. So there are severe punishments. John's probably right. I imagine it'll be tough to prove that Ja Morant brought a little 22 on a plane. That said, you also have to take into account the NBA's already investigated one gun incident with Ja, so I imagine they're feeling like, okay, we've got to ask tough questions this time and try to get to the bottom of it. Back to the Respect Burger part of this, I appreciated everything Jalen Rose said, and more importantly, his approach to saying it to Ja Morant. Hopefully, he's listening. Moving on. Sunday, John's talked a great length about it. We've talked a great length about it. The Tigers gave everything they had in a two-point loss to Houston, which they lost on a buzzer beater by Jamal Shedd. But I want to give the Respect Burger, not necessarily to the effort, and it was there. Certainly Malcolm Dandridge, Chandler Lawson, all that. But to the crowd, you know, to a sold-out crowd, we told you, sixth biggest in Tigers history. That was, I'm watching it from the television, listening to Jim Nance and Bill Raftery trying to call the game over it, especially in that second half when it really seemed to get loud in there and you could feel it coming through the television. John, in the meantime, is down in the midst of it, feeling the energy. We spoke, the blue-white stripe thing worked. It looked great on television, especially with the court. We've spent a great deal of time in previous years criticizing, you know, the way the court looks, fan support where it's been. We said overall, if you look at attendance this year, it's down. And listen, for a program that needs every bit of that attendance, because, again, it is tied to the payment they get from the Memphis Grizzlies for using that building. It's part of the lease. Every butt in there on Sunday mattered, but more so than getting the sellout, just the atmosphere. I had said it on Friday that the Tigers may have more to gain from an image, from a brand standpoint, being on CBS, the country seeing a full house, Billy Richmond, Trey, as yeah. John calls him, seeing a packed place. There might be more to gain from that than there would be over an actual win over Houston. Because, again, like what we're talking about, is that does a win over Houston get you to an 8 seed? Does it get you to 7? You're still going to have to probably play them in the conference tournament. All that said, yes, you want to look, you want to put on for your city when you're on national television. And I thought that crowd, and especially when Memphis gave them something to win in rallying from that 9-point halftime deficit to get behind
yeah.
something solid. That crowd was a weapon again for Memphis, and just props out to them and to the way that Memphis also used the day, not just for senior day, obviously. Six of those were honored, but also to honor that 72-73 team. Vicky Finch going to be joining us at 1:25 to talk about it. Everybody, including her late great husband, Larry Finch, from that team, honored. Bill Lorre was out there, too. I saw with the white
Bill
hat.
Bill Lorre was out there.
With his classic trademark white hat on.
Larry Keenan was
Keenan
there.
Keenan was out there.
Does
Robinson's
Larry,
family, yep. I think.
Yep. Does Larry Keenan get back often? I feel like, I mean, maybe he does. So I'm
We've had him back a couple of times okay. now. Got a big, beautiful family, too, it looks like. Down
he
in
does.
Texas, right? He's down, yeah. yeah thought so. But shout out, Respect Burger, to the Memphis fans that filled that place up there, filled that place up on Sunday, and had it feeling like old times again. And again, I'm sure the university would tell you thank you again, because remember, they're trying to stay over the 6,000 mark. An average turnstile attendance. They're trying to stay over that 6,000 mark so they can get a partial payout from the Grizzlies. They go below it, they don't get anything. So, again, critical that they got the sellout. We'll see on those numbers for turnstile count once the season is over. Moving on, Texas A&M, Buzz Williams, you get a Respect Burger. They knocked off Alabama 67-61 in the process. They improved Memphis's resume. That's the other part about Texas A&M's win and this turnaround for them this season, is that every time they've won, it's absolutely helped Memphis. In this case, they knock off number 2 Alabama. We mentioned it, 67-61. Wade Taylor, who had a fantastic game against the Tigers in that loss to them, I want to say it was 25, 28-ish, had 28 in this game. Alabama went just 7 of 36 from three-point range, did come back from a 15-point deficit. It's much like the Auburn game, where in that game they were down, they come back to win it. In this one, they took the lead with less than 5 minutes left, but Texas A&M used an 8-0 run, took control again. And then, you know, Brandon Miller ended up fouling out with 1:59 left with the Aggies up 2 at that point. It was all but over for the most part for Alabama there. But, again, Respect Burger to the job that Buzz Williams has done this season, because it's helped Memphis directly in terms of resume. We said it over the weekend with the close loss to Houston. And I'm telling you, with this Texas A&M resume getting stronger, Memphis jumped for, what was it, John, a 10.3 last week in terms of seed? Or maybe it was a 10.5 on average, 10.5. to now a solid 9 seed in terms of the average that they're at on some of these projected brackets. Mm-hmm. And so part of that, again, is not just playing Houston tight at home. It was what Texas A&M has done. Remember, again, they lost to Wofford this season after they lost yep. to Memphis. They had fallen to 120, I believe, at the net. And so this turnaround by Texas A&M, which will go into the SEC tournament next week as the number 2, well, this week as the number 2 seed, has been quite tremendous. And again, it's benefited the Tigers. So Respect Burger to Buzz after a start in which we were kind of scratching our heads, wondering why Buzz Williams and Texas A&M weren't better at this point.
Absolutely.
Moving on. Memphis women. We gave them one last week for the turnaround this season, including earning, locking up the number 2 seed in this week's AAC tournament.
Respect.
But wanted to make sure. Jamira Schutz, Madison Griggs, Destiny Thomas, all named to the All-AAC postseason teams. Let's see, Schutz, she's a 5'9", fifth-year senior from Brownsville, Tennessee. She's All-AAC second team. She was a 5-time weekly honor winner this season, led the team in scoring at 14.1 points per game. She was second team, like we said. Madison Griggs, the stud shooter, former Houston high great, was named to the All-AAC third team. averaged 13 points per game this year, also became the Tigers' all-time leading three-point shooter. Remember the shot she hit against SMU there at the end of that game in overtime to give the Tigers a huge win, help lift them to this number two seed. She made the third team, like we said, and then Thomas, she's a 6'4 freshman from Jonesboro, was named to the All-AAC freshman team. You may be wondering, did Katrina Merriweather get Coach of the Year for this fantastic turnaround that the Tigers had? Remember, 2 years ago, she was taking over a program that won four games. Unfortunately, she did not. And while I don't have how the voting broke down, I got to imagine she had to be at least second or third. First was Kim McNeil, the East Carolina coach. And for those not super familiar with how the AAC rolled this year, remember, Katrina Merriweather and the Tigers were picked fifth. They finished this preseason to finish fifth in the league. They finished second. East Carolina was picked last. That's 11th. They finished third. So it was a bigger jump in terms of exceeding expectations for East Carolina, who Memphis split with, by the way, than it was for Memphis. So even you got to kind of give it to Kim McNeil in this instance. Much we love in this case the Katrina Merriweather. I think because you go from last, 11th place, and they were last by far. Big difference in terms of voting between the 11 and 10 spots to go to third. You got to hand it to the East Carolina coach. So still, that takes nothing away from the job that Katrina Merriweather did this year. Remember, they start AAC play tomorrow against the winner of tonight's UCF-Tulsa game. So Memphis women, number two seed in the AAC tournament, down in Fort Worth at Dickies Arena. They will play tomorrow, 6 p.m. That'll be an ESPN Plus game against the tonight's UCF. They're the 10 seed. Tulsa is the 7. Memphis, as we've said, is the number 2 seed. So hopefully Katrina Merriweather will be getting the Tigers to 20 wins. Remember, this is the most wins, I think, since 11-12. They'll be getting to 20 wins on Tuesday and trying to make a run through the AAC tournament. We think, from everything we've seen, and I looked at it again over the weekend, the brackets for the women, Tigers aren't close for an at-large.
Right.
They've got to win the AAC tournament to get in. They'll need to win 3 games in 3 days to do it. Remember, last year they were a 7 seed. So quite an improvement for them. There's no question about it. And then finally, it's a little bit of a double respect burger. I got to give one to the homie Anthony Sain. Not only is he a great mind on Grizzlies, who we have every Friday at 11:25. Hope you listen to that segment weekly. Also does the Grind Season podcast twice per week on the Free Odyssey app with me. But the man on Saturday, he watched over little CJ and let me and Faith have a much-needed night out.
Buddy.
So he let little Chris, my son, little CJ, come over to the crib. That opened the door for old Smoothie and Faith to go have a night of romance. And I want to go back to this because I had such a good time. And we said if we could ever get back out, we're going back. This is why I want to make sure I shout him out because I got more this time. It was last February. Don't know if you remember it. I mentioned going out with my beautiful wife to a place called Sugar Shack. Down on Beale. As a matter of fact, it's 392 Beale Street. So we said, thanks to Anthony Sain, we're headed back. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights. Again, 392 Beale. Larry Springfield is the owner. He's also the lead singer. Okay, the house band is the Sugar Daddies. You guys would absolutely love it. And like I said, it's a think juke joint. Think Frankie Beverly Mays. Man, just think great music, just like you'd hear a little bit further on down Beale, and they got the best food, the best time. My wife and I, it was a grown folks time, and I was joking with John, you know, and I probably shouldn't use it as a joke now, but John Morant, you know, you saw that video. I said, here's me partying last night, John, and it was my wife and I just bobbing our heads to some live music, like some good old folks, just grown folks good time down at the Sugar Shack. But I want to mention it too because this week, for those of you that may not know, I know Calkins is a foodie, so he'll know this, Black Restaurant Week in Memphis.
Yes.
And Sugar Shack is a part of that. It's going on. It started yesterday. It goes through Saturday. Sugar Shack, which, you know, Friday and Saturday nights are live music and food, but they've got lunch and dinner specials too. This is Black, like we said, Black Restaurant Week. Go support a Black restaurant in Memphis. Lord knows they could certainly use the support. And then, again, if you're on a weekend and you just want to chill out with some good grown folks music, Man, come on down to the Sugar Shack, man.
Yeah, I'll be anytime performing next week.
No, you won't be down there.
I'll be down there.
Anytime I can find somebody to watch Chris, that's where you're going to find me in faith. We had such a beautiful... Even when the live set stopped, and Larry and the Sugar Daddies do like three sets. Oh, they take a break in between, and the music they're playing in between is good.
Really?
Yes!
So what'd you eat?
I had chicken. So what happened was, my wife went back down for the wings. You do 3-5. They got... The chicken is off the chain. And, you know, you got good chicken. We're going to keep coming. You put that with live music. But what I did was I tried to order the hot chicken sandwich, which I got in last year in February.
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't make it for me. So instead, I said, well, just give me the tenders then. I'll just eat like John Martin, eat like a kid here.
Because
I know
that.
We know you love the tenders, but you would pick them first.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll just eat the tenders. The chicken's going to be good because you're back there frying in the same dang thing. You know what they ended up doing? They must not have had the hot. They must not have had the hot sauce for the hot chicken sandwich, because for three chicken tenders, all they did was give me a big old chicken fillet, three of them. So it was like I had three sandwiches, and I just spit all over the plastic in between John and I because I'm that excited, and that chicken was that good. I still got some at the house.
Wow.
The portions were huge. Now, I cannot guarantee. I'm speculating on what happened there, because, again, this was no tender. It was three entire slabs of chicken. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That came as tenders. So they'd given me more than I'd asked for. You're probably, you know, if you go down there and get tenders, you're probably going to get regular tenders. Okay. This was on a night where I think they didn't have hot chicken sandwiches. I had the sandwich. They didn't have the hot stuff on it. You got it?
Yeah. I think I got it,
all
man.
Right. So your bottom line at $3.92 bill, go see the Sugar Daddies. They're fantastic. In one set, they said, this is what they do. Hey, where y'all from? Anybody that was from out of town? They sang a song from associated with the state of everybody that was in there.
Oh, really?
How talented do you have to be?
Very talented.
To be able to live take somebody's residence and say, you know what, I can connect that to a song, and here's one for you, we're going to play it. They're fantastic.
I'm glad you deserve to have a good time, man.
I cannot speak highly enough about the Sugar Shack. Good grown folks, good time. Maybe even so much I might post about it later on today. Y'all know I rarely post on social. I don't like social media no more.
No, I woke up to a video. I woke up to a video that was sent from Jason Smith on Friday night, and nothing was said in it. It was just he was panning around the establishment.
It was Saturday night.
Saturday.
So, yes.
Yeah.
So it was Sunday morning. I said.
Yeah.
It to you.
Yeah.
You were already gone though. What'd you do Saturday night? You were already sleeping.
Went to sleep. I'm going to bed, man. I'm an old man. You know, I'm not doing nothing. So it was nice to wake up to you having. You deserve to have a good time, man. Let yourself have a good time every now and then, you know. And I'm glad you found it.
Man, it's so good to get back to refining that thing that, you know, helped us make little CJ. That love. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to that love again.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Now, you're not listening. I mean, you're texting. You know, you're saying that's exactly right, but you were texting as you were saying it.
I mean, because I'm trying to coordinate child care and child pickup. But I know exactly what you mean, bro. You got to make sure that flame is still burning.
Make sure you're doing that.
You know? I'm doing the best I can, big dog, all right? I'm doing the best I can with what I have.
Larry now, Springfield, Sugar Daddies.
As we do every segment here, when we do this, there is a disrespect dog that must be handed out. And this one may be obvious. Maybe you heard about this. Maybe you didn't. But Mark Adams, the coach at Texas Tech, has been suspended. He's getting wild down there in Lubbock, and he is blaming the Bible. No, no. Don't do that, Mark. Mark Adams, pending an investigation, has
Don't
been suspended
that.
Following an inappropriate, unacceptable, and racially insensitive comment made to a player last week. Mark Adams told Stadium and our friend Jeff Goodman that the comments he made were not racist, and that he was quoting a Bible verse when he told one of his players that there is always a master and a servant. Quote, I was quoting the scripture, Adam said. It was a private conversation about coaching and when you have a job and being coachable. I said that in the Bible that Jesus talks about how we all have bosses and we are all servants. I was quoting the Bible about that. Now, is there a verse in the Bible about HR and bosses?
Master and servant?
Well, I know there's one. There might be one about master and servant, but about bosses.
Yes, I mean that's
and being coachable. Like Jesus wants you to play that 2-3.
You are nobody's master. You got to know what it's 2023. Mm-hmm. Like you can be the most devout. He may truly believe what he said. Like mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying. And but there's a there's a way in this world, right, to get that point across. And you can even get it across with scripture if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Not in that way, to put yourself up as the master in this instance.
Yes.
Or to compare yourself to that and this in this in this player in any way, a servant or a slave. You can't. Now, come on, it's 2023, John. You still gotta coach these kids.
Exactly.
You have to be able to relate to them.
Yep.
And frankly, give them those messages and stories and everything else, those lessons without offending.
There was also a separate incident in the season that the school's also investigating, in which Adams spit on the player. Adams told Stadium he had gone to the doctor, had a bad cough, and slobbered on the player.
Well, I mean, I did just spit talking about Sugar Shack.
No, but slobber, though. And then according to Stadium, one person close to the situation said, Adams told the player, I can spit on you whenever I want to. So, I mean, this dude down there is...
I'm sorry. He told the player he can spit on him whenever he wants to? That's alleged, or that's...
That's a one person close to the situation.
Oh, yeah, he's a wild man.
He's going crazy down there.
Oh, he sound like
COVID, man. Spitting on people.
I'm going to wipe off my spit on that.
Yeah, thank you. Who knows when the last time that's been cleaned. Although it has done, I think, a good job of holding up.
See that, Brad? I'm not sure they're cleaning up there, brother.
You know, yeah.
Thank you guys for contributing to the cleanliness.
Yeah, Mark did not get COVID in studio. Like, because of this. And Jeffrey did not contract it.
No.
Because of this plexiglass.
I do think it's a decent. I know we've joked about the plexiglass video.
It literally blocked. I literally just sent spit across the tape. That could have hit John.
No, yeah, it sets a pick.
It does. Now, I don't know if it can, like, if the germs, like, go up the wall.
But you'd have to be talking up to get over that thing. I mean, it's high. For folks who don't know, we have a piece of plexiglass that separates the main host from the main host in the tree studio here.
Yes. And you know what?
You cannot spit on the other person.
There's no question. If this plexiglass did not exist, I would have gotten a direct hit.
You know,
your computer probably would have.
Mark Adams could have used that Josh Pastner welder's mask.
Oh,
you know,
he didn't want it.
From COVID to help him from spittling on.
He's out here slobbering on play.
I think Mark is toast, by the way, possibly.
Yeah,
he's currently, right?
He's also not good. Like, they're 5-13.
The last year they were still humming, weren't they?
They were using Chris Beard's players.
But now that it's his.
Yeah, they're looking forward to getting Chris Beard back.
It's failed.
Chris Beard has met with Ole Miss, by the way.
Yeah, that's coming.
So we'll see.
He's a hot commodity.
You know, what happens there, I don't know. Texas Tech plays West Virginia in the first round of the Big 12 tournament on Wednesday. Mark Adams not going to be on the sidelines. We'll come back. Vicky Finch. The first lady of Memphis basketball, the godmother of Memphis basketball, a true angel, is going to join us when we come back. We'll talk to her about the festivities yesterday inside FedEx Forum, the 72-73 team, being honored, just being a part of that and seeing everybody, all that and more. But first, got to tell you about our friends at Shoot 360. You guys know the deal. Shoot 360 is there. If you got a basketball player in the fam, son, daughter, niece, nephew, and you want to make sure they get better, that they, you know, own their craft and you know, perfect it. That's what you can do out at Shoot 360. But it's not just about the technology. You can also go to Shoot 360 for birthday parties and private events. You can rent out two courts, or you can rent out the entire facility. All kinds of different packages available. 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
It's the place to go. A basketball haven. We like to call it. And again, if you've got a kid who's 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, whether you're a mother or father, whether you are an uncle or an aunt, you can get them a membership out to Shoot 360. They can be out there for as long as they want to, and they'll get that access to that state-of-the-art training equipment, to those development coaches, to the weight training. They've simply got everything you need. Just walk into the place. I remember going in there and seeing Jay Williams shooting against John Martin and thinking, wow. What a place with all of this technology. You know, our man Thaddeus Young is also an investor out at Shoot 360, and Thaddeus does not invest unless he truly believes, this is the wave of the future. Again, the future's now at Shoot 360. Go see him at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Vicki Finch is the first lady of University of Memphis basketball. You know that's true. That's how we always introduce you. Because it's true. You know this. And she was in the building yesterday for what I thought was a really, really touching moment when the 72-73 team was honored at the half. 50 years it has been, Vicki. How do you process that?
That is really unreal. You know, it seems just like when you have a great memory, it seems like yesterday. That's something, you know, I'll never forget. Never forget. Feels good.
How often have you all sort of been in the same room or functioned together since then? I mean, is this one of the first times?
No, they have had something, but not to this degree. I mean, they've had some really nice turnout. I think maybe a couple of them where all the players came in, and I remember going to the rendezvous with them, but it was just a little gathering. It was a gathering, and the players didn't stay long, or they didn't do like they did this time. They went all out this time.
Ms. Finch, I was going to say, with about, you know, they were up five there late in that second half, and that place is rocking and rolling. I'll be real honest with you. I thought the spirit of that old 72-73 team, Penny's adjustments in the second half, the fact that this program had never knocked off the number one team in the country. They were 0-10 going to that game, and it felt like it was all about it. Did you have all the feels? Did it feel like it was going down in there?
Well, I tell you what, people have always underestimated us. You know, when they're, and that being there yesterday, it reminded me of being in my seat in the Coliseum cheering for those Tigers and Larry. I mean, it was off the chain. I mean, people were cheering that band. You know, we have the best band in the nation. And our student section, oh, they were just ridiculous. I mean, it was just all of that. I remember me being part of the student section and us sitting in a certain section. But at that time, most of the blacks sat in one section and the whites in the other. But it was good to see it sort of mixed up a little bit now. But the cheering, it was just electrifying. It was just wonderful. So we lost. I mean, my heart dropped. I had a headache by the time I got home because my heart dropped when that ball went in that basket. But they were having the lucky bounce the whole night. I think about three times that ball went in and bounced up and dropped in. I couldn't believe it. I know it happened every once in a while, but it was totally ridiculous. But that was the best feeling in the world. I felt good.
Yeah,
we were just so hard.
It was a vintage, I thought, crowd. And I want to get your perspective because, you know, we like to have you in and check in with you at least once a year, ideally more. But, you know, when Penny got the job, you know, one of the things that you said was do it your way. Like, make sure whatever it is that you do as a Memphis basketball coach, make sure you're going to do it your way. He has had some ups. He has had some downs. But this program is on track to go to the NCAA tournament for a second straight season. You have a very unique perspective on Penny, you know, having obviously been married to one of the greats in program history, but also, you know, Penny committed to play, you know, for him. So just as the, you know, as the it, having that perspective, what do you make of the job that Penny is doing now, given, you know, everything he's been through here?
Okay. Well, my honest opinion is, like I told you, it is a process. People do not understand how much hard work goes into coaching, because we have the tendency to coach after the game is played. And we can always tell us what we did wrong, but the hard work that goes into developing these kids and getting the right chemistry and having good assistant coaches, which I think that he's near that, you know, we're getting near that goal, or we're right at it, because the kids are focused. They listen, you know. It's not listening to the, what you call it, social media, but listening to the coaches and getting out there and playing. And they seem to have fun, but they're very focused, and Penny is very focused. And I know I've had a lot of people ask me, he just seems so calm, and he doesn't yell at the kids. Well, that's not Penny. And people don't realize you have to find a style for yourself that works for you. But I think he is doing an excellent job, and I think he's going to get me there. I really do. I think he's going to get me to the NCAA finals. One day. I don't know which day. I'm hoping it'll be this year, but if it doesn't, hey, I'm not going to give up. No, I'm not going to say I'm not going to say anything negative. We're going to be there.
I was going to ask, just thinking about what you just said right there about Penny, you know, he does it in a way where he's not going to undress you publicly when he's coaching you, right? A lot of these coaches will do that. They'll curse you out as you're walking back, you know, to the bench as sort of a show of, okay, who's in control here. How does he compare Mrs. Finch to your husband in terms of the way he would coach, right, his players? Now, I know old Larry, Coach Finch would start smacking that paper in his hand and get on you, brother, but I don't, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't ever remember him embarrassing anyone either publicly. How much of the way Penny interacts is the way that Larry interacted with him?
Well, you know what? It was just like the way Coach Bartow reacted with Larry. It started with Coach Bartow because he was just so caring, and he and Larry just hit it off from the beginning. I think it's what he learned from him, and plus he had coaches that Coach Sales and some of the other coaches at Merrill's, Coach Collins. Yep. I mean, it was just something I think that was handed down to him. And yeah, Larry would, I'm not gonna lie and say he didn't get on his players. But it's like you say, it was a time and a place for everything. Now, what he did in the locker room was probably totally different than what he did out there on the floor. But they got the message. It's just like when Penny went in at halftime with his players, he had to have said something because it was a whole different
yeah, you're right.
attitude when they came out. It was like, and it's not that they weren't playing hard. It was just some things that they could have done better. And somehow he relayed the message to them. And I was so proud of those boys. But, yes, Penny picked up a lot of things. I mean, when you think about it, Penny was a very worldly guy. You know, yes. He's been playing, and he's played in the pros. He's been overseas. He's been beside a lot of very well-known coaches that had a lot of knowledge. And the thing that I like about it is that he always picked up the knowledge that he could pick off from somebody else. And then he adds a little flavor of his own to it. And that's the way Larry was, because they always called him an old soul.
Yep.
Because he liked to talk to older people and find out what they did or how to do or what to do. And he would listen. And I think Penny is the same way. It's a lot of coaches that have been in his life that he picked up a lot of things from, and now he has his own style. But he does, you know, reach back and do what he has to do.
We are, of course, talking to Vicki Finch, the wife of the late, great Larry Finch. 72-73 team was honored at halftime of the Memphis-Houston game. It was one of those halftime shows where people did not leave their seats, myself included. Very, very touching, very emotional. I want to throw another one at you, Miss Finch. There was a national college basketball reporter named Jeff Goodman, who I will acknowledge is a friend of mine, but he asked openly, is Penny Hardaway the guy for Memphis? And I would just like to give you the opportunity to answer that question for our friend Jeff, who seems to be genuinely confused as to the answer of if Penny Hardaway is the right guy for Memphis. What would your response be to Jeff Goodman?
My response to him probably would be, is Memphis the right place for Penny? Penny is one of those, he doesn't know our city, undoubtedly, because Penny is one of those people that is homegrown. It's nothing better than to have somebody in your house that's been there, that know your people, that know Memphis. See, everybody doesn't know Memphis. When they come here, they expect one thing, but Memphis is a unique place. We are one of those people that if we love you, we love you, and we'll let you know we love you, but if we don't, we'll tell you. Now, you can take it, you know, whatever way you want to take it, but Penny is I would say, is the right person for us due to the fact that he can handle it. Everybody can't handle it. Probably somebody that had been here and tried to live in Memphis probably would just leave. They just take off because they couldn't handle Memphis, because we are diehard fans. We do not play without sports, whether it be football, basketball, tennis, golf, whatever. Once we get into the range of succeeding, you're going to have the whole city behind you. You know, if you notice, the mayor is just about at every game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here Bill Laurie, he's flying in for the game. It's just that once you're dedicated to a place, you can work with it. But everybody, and you got to be there long enough to work with it. And you know, Penny is not doing this for the money. You know, he's doing it because he loves Memphis, and Memphis loves to be loved.
No question.
So, yes, he is definitely the right guy for Memphis.
Well,
and you'll always be the first lady.
That's right.
If that's okay with you.
I love it.
We need. Are you going to travel to go to the tournament? Are you going to be on the road trip there?
I would love to if I could get some tickets.
I think we could get you some tickets.
I think we know somebody.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to find the Finch family some tickets to the NCAA tournament game for Memphis. Hey, if not, you let us know.
Okay.
And we will find them.
Exactly.
All right, we will make sure that gets handled. Vicky, it's always a blessing and a privilege to hear from you.
Thank you so much,
thank you
Mrs.
for the time.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
She is Vicky Finch. Beautiful scene there at the game at halftime. Yeah, if the Finch family can't get their hands on some tournament tickets, we'll rectify that quickly. So
I don't imagine we won't need to step in here.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we'll be just fine. I think they'll find a way to get on in there. All right.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports, now open with better odds and favorable prices. With Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN. To a superhero, yeah. Boom, my 90s, turn me to a superhero, yeah. Metro, if your Metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you.
I'm in that dope again. I'm in that flow again. Switch up the flow. You don't need to find a pot of gold to strike it rich this March. Instead, win money on your tournament wagers with Superbook Sports. Superbook features the best team of odds makers in the business, so they're the safe bet when it comes to sports gambling. I was busy. I was getting active. Had Memphis +5, best number out there. Had Arizona State over the weekend. I was busy, man. I'm busy on the app. Join me. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. They also have one of the most extensive betting menus around, so no matter what you want to wager on come tournament time, Superbook is sure to have it. Download the Superbook app. Start winning today. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. It could be the end of an era. With a team we all know and love is probably strong, but we'll leave it at a team we all know. How about that? The Tennessee Titans.
Hello.
Are shopping Derrick Henry.
Joke!
They are tearing down the franchise.
Yeah, might not be a joke. Might need to do it while he's still got some value, right?
Yeah, so the report came earlier this morning from Michael Silver of Bally Sports, and he has this whole piece about Rodgers and you know, just around the league. But he said, according to my sources, Tennessee Titans running back Derrick Henry
Rams cornerback Jalen Ramsey and Cardinals receiver DeAndre Hopkins are among the players who have been shopped in recent days. So I said Derrick Henry, but that's three huge name guys. Derrick Henry, Jalen Ramsey, and DeAndre Hopkins are all guys who could be on the block. Now, look, DeAndre Hopkins is awesome. He's still, like, when he had Kyler Murray, he was still putting up big-time numbers. But he is, like, getting up there in age, you know, and he's expensive. He is 30 now. So, you know, you're talking about taking on salary with a guy who's, you know, he'll be 31 years old next season, which is, you know, you probably only have two, three high-level years left, realistically speaking. You know, I don't think you have anywhere near that with Derrick Henry. I mean, I think you probably have one really good one.
I might have a couple.
I mean, he's a touchdown guy, so,
yeah.
You know, that you know.
I was wondering what kind of team
right.
says I mean, he puts us over the top.
Well, you know, San Francisco decided that with McCaffrey. So there is a team out there who may do that. Like, Philly, could Philly do it?
They don't need to take on big salary.
I mean, they don't need
right?
to. Okay.
With the best run game.
Nobody's going to want to do that. Nobody's going to
want to. Well, is there a contender that says, you know, he makes that? Not I mean, in the NFC. I don't see it in the NFC.
Okay. Like, would Buffalo say? Oh, Buffalo might.
He can be the final piece for us. We haven't had a presence in our backfield. He can take.
I could see Buffalo doing that.
Right. Take a load off of Josh Allen. We're that close to where it makes sense for us.
And they still have James Cook on a rookie deal.
Right.
So he can still develop.
Be considered an all-in move for a team that's, frankly,
well, they should go all-in.
Needs to be trying to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And trying to go all-in. So I think Buffalo is a situation you look at. And you say, okay, well, that makes some sense.
That
we'll give up something
sense.
for Derrick Henry.
I also think the Bills should try to get DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, I know they have Stephon Diggs, but clearly their number two receiver, you know, is a problem. I mean, well, as much as I love Gabe Davis.
I mean, it's having two number ones if you got Stephon and Nuck. There's other teams that need a 1-1
right.
that are going to give up
right.
a lot to get him.
Right. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's totally fair. But, I do like the Bills as a destination. I think that's a good one. Because I don't think the Chiefs feel like they need him, right, even though he would make sense there.
They may just give you the most for him. And it's enough out of – you're not out of conference, but at least you're out of division where you're not facing them twice, you know, twice a year. And like I said, the Bills may give you the biggest haul for them.
I don't think the Bengals would do it. I mean, they have Mixon, so they don't really need them.
They don't need them.
You know, I mean, the Chargers have Eckler. The Raiders have Jacobs.
Oh, Eckler, you don't need Derrick Henry at all. Their run game is basically a short pass game.
Could the Broncos do it?
They got the young kid. They got the young kid.
Oh yeah, Javonte. That's true. Yeah.
He's legit. Looks like.
What about the Dolphins? That's another one.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they're certainly not tied to Mostert. I was just talking to my bud, Dolphins fan, yesterday. He's saying he doesn't know if they'll bring him back or not. I think it was a 1-year deal. Now I think McDaniel likes Mostert though in that San Francisco ish run game they run.
Yeah. I'm trying to think like.
But I could see Henry and Miami make a little sense.
What about because you're a contender as you mentioned.
So you can eliminate a lot of
mid teams.
Just garbage teams and mid teams. Why would you do that?
Take out everybody in the NFC South. Take out Vikings have Dalvin. Detroit feels pretty good about their situation. Although could Detroit do it? I don't know what Jamal Williams' contract.
Him and Swifty were pretty good last year, just in terms of touchdown tandem and running the ball combined.
You know, Cowboys because it's going to be very expensive. So I think your list is really like Buffalo and Miami.
There you go.
And Baltimore isn't going to do it.
I'd be very interested if I was Buffalo.
They're not going to pay Lamar. I mean, so they're certainly not going to pay a running back what Derrick Henry makes. So, yeah, I think that actually makes the most sense in terms of who might believe he helps us break through. It's going to be Buffalo because it is a problem. Their running game is a huge issue.
Question.
I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine trying to cover, you know, the Bills' offense when you have Derrick Henry in the backfield with Josh Allen? That's crazy. Like that. Now we're talking about Super Bowl favorite for real. That's impossible to stop. So it'll be interesting to see if they get moved. And then Jalen Ramsey could shake it up too.
They need to take more off Josh Allen because I'm telling you, minus Dable, he's not the same.
Yeah.
So you need to be looking at Derrick Henry seriously through the Bills.
Yeah. Anyway, could be a it's certainly a new era in Tennessee. They're tearing that thing all the way down and starting over. So good. Hey, and you know what? It's the right move because Jacksonville just got Calvin Ridley reinstated. They coming. They win in the South for years and years and years to come. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Vicky Finch for joining us. Thanks to Jason Fitz. Gina and Jeffrey M. Next, don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. I'm gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.